This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The stage is all set for a swearing-in of Narendra Modi as the Prime Minister this evening for a third consecutive term. The new Union Council of Ministers will also be administered the oath of office in secrecy by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 this evening. Several leaders from neighbouring countries in Indian Ocean region have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast a running commentary of the swearing-in ceremony from 6:45 this evening onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashwani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashwani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashwani. Capital Akashwani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. in Gangtok. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Tamang and his Council of Ministers. In light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed tomorrow. This decision aims to accommodate the security arrangements and vehicle movement restrictions in the area. In Odisha, the swearing-in ceremony of the new chief minister of the BJP government will be held on Wednesday. Earlier, it was decided to hold it on Monday. Amid the suspense over the name of the next chief minister, all preparations are in for the swearing-in ceremony at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar. Congress Parliamentary Party CPP Chairperson Sonia Gandhi today said that the party's numbers in Parliament have increased significantly. Addressing the gathering at the CPP meeting in New Delhi, she said that not only is Congress a large contingent in the Lok Sabha, but it is also bolstered by the strength of INDIA bloc partners. Ms. Gandhi said the Bharat Jodo Yatra and the Bharat Jodo Nyaya Yatra were historic movements which rejuvenated the party at all levels. The indefinite public curfew imposed in Jiribam district of Manipur to control the unrest in the district is continuing. The additional security forces deployed in the district have intensified foot patrolling and checking all sensitive areas to avoid any clashes between different communities. Tension escalated between the two communities in the border town of Jiribam of Manipur after a body of a farmer with wounds was found and the district magistrate imposed curfew late night of Thursday. So far, miscreants have burned down some houses and government properties in the district. Villagers of the violence-affected villages have been taking shelter in the relief camps set up by the government. Meanwhile, the new senior superintendent of police and OC Jiribam district have taken charge of his duty and has been monitoring the law and order situation in the district. The police said that they have taken every measure to bring normalcy in the district. India and Pakistan are set for high-stakes clash in the T20 World Cup today. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. The match is scheduled to start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time with live streaming and telecast available in India. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain will take on Germany's Alexander Zverev in the men's singles final of the French Open tennis in Paris today. While the 21-year-old Alcaraz is seeking his third Grand Slam title, it would be the first for 27-year-old Zverev. World number 1 Iga Swiatek of Poland lifted the women's singles title of French Open yesterday. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into the remaining parts of Central Arabian Sea, some parts of North Arabian Sea and Maharashtra, including Mumbai, today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy falls over South Konkan, Goa, South Madhya Maharashtra, coastal and north interior Karnataka till tomorrow. The Weather Department has also forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, South Himalaya and West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. The IMD has forecast that a fresh spell of heat wave conditions have commenced over northwest India from today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.